Proverbs 18 is yet another chapter of profound, useful wisdom, and here are 10 cases. Verse 1, a man who isolates himself seeks his own desire, he rages against all wise judgment. This is a man who separates himself. He separates himself from good sound advice and the people who give it. Simply put, he won't listen to good sense. Why? Because he's determined to do what he wants to do. He, the Bible says, seeks his own desire. That is, all he's concerned about is getting or doing what he wants. A person like this scoffs at wise counsel. He even rages against it. Literally, the word means that he breaks out against all good advice. There are people who don't want good, sound advice. Their heart is set on sin, and they don't let anybody or anything interfere with it. That's why Solomon said earlier, a scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 12. The second example is found in verse 4. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. Any person, when you think about it, but especially a godly man or a godly woman, accumulates quite a bit of knowledge and wisdom over the years. And that pool of experience is like deep waters that flow. A good companion verse to this one is Proverbs 20, verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The book of Proverbs warns about a foolish person who opens his mouth and out comes foolishness. But here Solomon says that an average, decent person usually has something that he's learned in life that's worth listening to. So strive to be like this. Learn all that you can about God and His Word, and then when you speak, wisdom will just flow. It will pour out like a stream of water. The third example is in verse 8. Here is still another proverb about the words that we use, and this one indicts many people. Verse 8 says, the words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles. They go down into the inmost body. This is one of several proverbs about a talebearer, one who bears tales, one who spreads rumors and gossip. What a terrible and yet what a common sin this is. It's everywhere, and it's been here for thousands of years. People of all kinds are given to getting into other people's business and spreading gossip. Kids do it, grown-ups show them how, and some people even make a living doing it. But this proverb is not just about the gossiper. It's about the person that likes to hear it. Words of gossip are like tasty trifles or tasty morsels, like delicious bites of sweets. So beware. If you find yourself wanting to hear the latest on somebody, if you're dying to discover the latest dirt, if you long for gossip like people long for sweets, then this verse tells you to go on a strict, permanent diet. Actually, it tells you to go on a permanent fast. Example number 4 is in verse 9. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. This is a proverb about two brothers. One is a lazy man. He won't work. Now, he may steal or he may con other people or just do without, but he refuses to labor for a living. A person like this contributes nothing. He adds nothing beneficial to the human race. He is a taker. Now, his brother is a great destroyer. He tears down what other people build up. So there's not much difference between their attitudes toward work and progress. One does nothing or as little as possible, and he doesn't produce anything. That's the slothful man. The other one destroys what other people have done, and again, they're left with nothing. They're brothers. Example number 5 is in verse 13. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. Think before you speak. Weigh the evidence. Consider the source. Ask and ask this question and be honest about it. Is it true, or do I want it to be true? Don't answer quickly or carelessly when you haven't looked into something. Listen first and speak afterward. Sometimes we think we're right. We think that our opinion is best, but later on we realize that we spoke too soon. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 21, Paul told Timothy to observe these things without prejudice. The word prejudice in that passage comes from a Greek word which means an opinion formed before the facts are known. How many times do we start arguments, hurt feelings, or end up getting embarrassed because we didn't know what we were talking about? Remember James 1:19? Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. The next example is in verse 17, and it goes hand in hand with verse 13. Let's read it. Verse 17 says, "The first one to plead his cause seems right, until his neighbor comes and examines him." How many times have you wished that you had remembered this verse, or that you had known this verse? Who is right when there's a dispute between two people? Well, the one pleading his cause often seems to be in the right if you hear him first. So sometimes we sympathize without asking questions. But then we hear the other side of the story. His neighbor comes, as Solomon says, and examines him. Perhaps this is the man that he's had a disagreement with. But then you see the bigger picture. So listen to both sides. Don't take sides quickly. And as verse 13 says, don't answer before you hear the whole story. Proverb number 7 for today is in verse 19. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. When you sin against a person, it's hard to win him back. Solomon said it's like trying to get through the bars of a castle. It's like trying to capture a strong city. So if you've done wrong to someone, make it right as soon as possible. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 25, agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him. The longer you wait, the more the hard feelings set in. Once they do, they are very hard to overcome. Now remember that these verses are about a situation where you have actually sinned against a person, not when a person just has a gripe or a complaint or gets his feelings hurt too easily or over nothing or is just trying to cause trouble. An actual sin has occurred. Proverb number 8 for today is in verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Do your words matter? Yes, they do. Most of us don't realize how much they matter. Every word you speak does make a difference. How powerful are your words? Well, Solomon says that they can make a difference between life and death. Remember these words as you prepare for your day then. The power of the tongue. What you say has an effect for good or for bad. The last part says those who love it will eat its fruit. Now, this probably refers to those who misuse it. People who say the wrong thing will pay the price and suffer the consequences. Example number 9 is in verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. It's good to be married. If a man finds a wife, that is a favor from above. Before God made Eve, he said of Adam, "It is not good that man should be alone." Genesis 2 verse 18. And earlier, in Proverbs 5, verse 18, Solomon said, "Rejoice with the wife of your youth." And later, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9, he said, "Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life which he has given you under the sun." Marriage is a good thing. It's people that turn this good thing into sorrow. And example number 10 for today is in verse 24. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. This verse is translated more accurately in the American Standard Version than in the King James or the New King James. The American Standard says, "He that makes many friends does it to his own destruction." The Hebrew word actually means to be broken up, to be destroyed, to be brought to ruin. So this proverb is not about making friends in a good sense. It is a warning about trying to be friends with everybody. It tells us not to be too friendly, because if we're not careful about the friends that we choose, we will be sorry and it will hurt us. But sometimes you find a friend that is closer than your own brother, he says. And that was certainly true of Solomon's father David. He was closer to Jonathan than he was to his own brothers in the flesh. And these are just a few gems of wisdom from Proverbs 18.